respond, please?
Yes.
Because Mr. Filano has made a false statement, also known as a lie. The two pieces of information that I have requested that have not been submitted, one is FOIL number, and I have it written down here somewhere. Where are you? Excuse me, let me just... FOIL number is 2025-1065, and that was for information pertaining to identification of barns that are identified in the GIS system under the detail tab in the city of Rochester. And that information has not been provided. That was submitted on the 22nd of February. I sent emails and I sent in subsequent calls to municipal attorney number 4, which is James, a.k.a. Harold, a.k.a. Hal. I'm going to botch his last name, but it's K-I-E-B-U-R-T-Z, to get an update as to why I haven't received that information. He would not email me. He would not return any of my phone calls. I also requested over a period of a month the following question. I said, "If does the barn at 435 Westfall Road have a permitted legal use? And if it doesn't have a permitted legal use, why doesn't it have a permitted legal use? And what was that permitted legal use previously?" It took over a month to get that information, while corporate counsel Patrick Beath was trying, and that those series of questions are obviously not a matter of public record. They have to be explained. Patrick Beath was improperly using the FOIL process to push all of my questions, whether they were part of the public record or not, through the FOIL process. So they came back with very obtuse responses, so I had to further clarify the question, which was, you know, prior to receiving Planning Commission approval for the barn located at 435 Westfall Road for potential future use as a bar/restaurant, what was the permitted legal use of the barn? What was, you know, if it doesn't have a permitted legal use, what was it and what was it previously? And he would not answer those questions. And that was for Matt Simonis. And it appears that Matt Simonis is being directed by corporate counsel in his, because I have other conversations with Matt, and I provided documentation where about things that are unrelated to this matter, and he fires his responses off back quickly. They're very cordial. We're very friendly with each other. But anything that has to do with this goes through corporate counsel, and it can take a period of a month to get a response. And I had other questions.
All right, sir. Thank you.